Banks wrestle with Apple Pay ahead of India launch.
Uber slides Rapido races.
Regional creators rule the roost for brands.
TCS gives 5% average hike, some face pay cuts after appraisals.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with Apple Pay, where the India launch is taking longer than expected. We hear the delay is not because of technology or regulation anymore. Sources told us the negotiations with Indian banks are stuck over commercial terms.
That's right, Chandra. Apple reportedly wants a 20 basis points or 0.2% share on transactions made through Apple Pay. But large banks like HDFC and ICICI are only willing to offer around 15 basis points per transaction.
Interestingly, smaller banks may have already agreed to Apple's higher commission structure, but Apple wants the launch to happen with larger issuing banks on board.
Yes, Apple is pitching this as a premium payment experience, hoping users shift from UPI or other payment methods because of faster and seamless transactions.
At the same time, there's a big question whether Indian consumers will give up rewards and cashback benefits for convenience alone. On the regulatory side, though, Apple has crossed major hurdles.
Yes, the company has agreed to RBI's data localization norms, annual system audit requirements as well. So Apple will now store tokenized payment data locally through an on-device systems and card networks to comply with Indian rules.
So the infra is ready, the regulatory side is ready. Now the remaining hurdle is basically the economics between Apple and the banks. Moving on, let's look at mobility, where Uber's biggest challenge in India is increasingly coming from Rapido and not Ola.
And the contrast was visible during Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi's India visit this month. While Uber was reinforcing its India strategy, Rapido announced one of the largest funding rounds in recent months.
Rapido's monthly active users touched 75 million by Feb 2026, crossing the combined user base of Uber and Ola.
Yes, a big reason, as we hear, is its bike taxi first strategy in traffic-heavy cities like Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Delhi, where cheaper and faster two-wheeler rides gain popularity.
Rapido also pushed subscription plans for drivers instead of high commissions, improving driver earnings and helping it scale faster.
And Uber later adopted a similar subscription approach, but Rapido had already built momentum across bikes, autos, cabs and tier 2 cities.
Another key difference is the super app push. Rapido already offers food delivery, train and flight bookings, hotels and bus tickets inside one app through only.
Investors are backing that expansion too. Prosus now owns around 26% in Rapido, making it one of its biggest India investments. So this is no longer just cab aggregation battle. It's turning into a larger mobility and consumer service race. But winners are yet to be defined. Now to the creator economy, where regional creators are increasingly becoming the focus for brands, and the shift is being driven by both engagement and cost efficiency.
Brands are seeing stronger traction where creators speak local languages and connect with regional audiences directly. Campaign costs in smaller cities range from around 35,000 to 90,000 rupees, compared to nearly 4 lakh rupees or more in metros.
One example came from Imami Group campaigns, where regional creators and multilingual content drove strong engagement numbers.
In one campaign for BoroPlus, 10 Kolkata-based creators generated over 1.8 million views with an engagement rate of close to 4%.
But there are still infra challenges. Creators outside metros say live streaming, large video uploads and high-quality production are still affected by weaker internet connectivity.
Payment delays are another issue, with many creators waiting 60 to 90 days for payouts. There's also a perception gap where regional content is sometimes still seen as smaller or lower quality.
Even so, the broader creator economy is growing rapidly and is expected to cross 4,500 crore rupees in value by the end of 2026. Finally, let's talk about compensation changes at TCS, where the latest appraisal cycle has triggered mixed reactions among employees.
TCS rolled out average salary hikes of around 5%, but several employees also reported lower variable pay, salary restructuring, and even reductions in annual compensation.
According to sources, employees in the top A-plus performance band saw hikes ranging from 9 to 13%. A-band employees largely received increments between 5 and 9%.
But B-band employees reported hikes mostly between 1 and 3.5%, while several C-band employees said their increase was negligible or even negative.
And some employees claimed their annual CTCA actually reduced after restructuring changes. Others pointed to lower take-home salaries because of changes in variable pay, gratuity calculations, and salary components.
Multiple employees also alleged that performance-linked payouts are now tied to work-from-office compliance metrics. TCS, meanwhile, said the restructuring is aimed at aligning compensation with new labor codes, standardizing wage structures, and protecting take-home pay while allowing tax flexibility.
Some comparison here, the company currently employs over 5.84 lakh people globally, making even small compensation shifts significant at scale.
And this comes at a time when the broader IT industry continues dealing with slower discretionary spending, delayed client decisions, and pressure on margins.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.